Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is also urging persons not to self-diagnose, as the Delta variant, which is present in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, can cause severe complications. She says persons should continue to follow the necessary protocols to safeguard themselves and their families from COVID-19.
We would like to advise the public of the following. One, seek care early. If you are not feeling well, if you have flu-like symptoms and it has been going on for quite some time, visit one of our flu clinics and get tested for COVID-19. If you are someone with pre-existing condition especially, or if you're someone who have poor health-seeking behavior, this is not the time to do so, especially with Delta around. Do not self-diagnose and do not self-treat yourself. This is all part of our seeking care early. As Vincentians, this is not the time for us to consider that in due time we will shake it off or we will try to be back to our normal self in 2 to 3 days. Those 2 to 3 days that you're waiting could be very deadly. Wash your hands properly and keep your unwashed hands out of your face at all times. Keep your distance from persons, especially those persons who you're not accustomed to interacting with, in front of you, behind of you. Keep your bubbles tight, and that's your home bubble, your work bubble. And for any other interaction you may have, now is not the time to try to be making new friends and interacting and feeling the need to go out. We really want you to be mindful of that.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica has signed agreements with 11 private entities to support the rollout of the national vaccination program. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 20,775. Internationally, French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi said it is stopping work on an mRNA vaccine against COVID-19 despite positive test results, as it lags behind rivals on producing a COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, Pfizer and BioNTech said they had begun submitting data to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the highly anticipated authorization of their COVID-19 vaccine in children aged 5 to 11. Children have been infected in greater numbers in the latest wave driven by the Delta variant, and inoculating this age group is seen as a key to keeping schools open and helping end the pandemic. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.